This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Congress has the holiday week off, but rather than go back home to their districts, a handful of senators are headed to Russia. They'll get their own sense of what's happening there ahead of President Trump's summit with President Putin 2 weeks from today. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has some of the economic context.
Russia's economy has some positive things going for it, says Catherine Stoner, a Russia expert at Stanford University.
Inflation is not that high. It's about 3 or 4%. And unemployment is hovering just below 5% right now.
And it has problems as well. GDP growth, pretty stagnant over the last decade, hovering around 1% a year. Brian Taylor is a professor at Syracuse University.
And although they grew at roughly 1.5% last year, it's a growth level much below what Vladimir Putin would like to see.
Some of that is due to ongoing sanctions, including those imposed by Congress last year.
Although sanctions are not the most important drag on the Russian economy, it's one thing among many that could, if reversed, help growth go up to a higher rate coming forward.
Something for Russia's leaders to discuss while the Americans are visiting. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.